From the KBI Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Abigail Corson. The Missouri Supreme Court is considering a challenge to an amendment to strengthen the rights of gun owners in the state. Amendment 5 was passed by Missouri voters last August, garnering nearly 61% of the vote. Attorney Chuck Hatfield argued for the plaintiffs, contending that the ballot language was misleading.
Yes, they voted overwhelmingly because they were deceived. Just like every day, people buy products online that they think are good products, get them back to the house and you open them up and it's crap. And that's why we have consumer fraud laws in this state, and that's why we have a right to review what was on the ballot.
Hatfield says the strict scrutiny language in the amendment could undo several gun control laws in Missouri and could even lead to allowing sports fans to carry guns to games. Republican Senator Kurt Schaefer of Columbia, who sponsored Amendment 5, told the high court that there was, quote, zero chance that Missouri voters were misled. A decision will be made later. A measure to create a database to monitor the prescription of drugs such as addictive painkillers is moving forward in the Missouri House. The House gave initial approval to the bill creating a prescription drug database to identify potential abuses by a vote of 105-46. Republican Representative Rebecca Robert of Lee Summit says she supports the bill because she believes her sister, who died from an apparent overdose in 2012, would still be alive if the database had been in place earlier. The database proposal has passed the House before but has faced opposition from a Senate Republican who says he is concerned about potential privacy breaches. The University of Missouri has announced the hiring of its new Title IX administrator. KBIA's Andy Humphrey has more on what this new position means for the university.
MU Provost Garnet Stokes announced today that Ellen Eardley will serve as Title IX administrator and assistant vice provost. Eardley is currently a partner at the Marion Scollett Law Firm in Washington, D.C., and an adjunct faculty member at American University's College of Law. As Title IX administrator, Eardley will oversee the university's compliance with Title IX laws and propose changes to university policy to follow Title IX. Eardley said she hopes to have open discussions with students and staff to learn more about the university's Title IX issues.
I want to make sure that everyone on campus feels like they have access to me to ask questions, to get an understanding themselves of what the new Title IX related policies and practices are going to be.
Eardley worked with Cyrus Meary, who wrote the NFL's Rooney Rule, which required NFL teams to interview at least one candidate of color for general manager and head coaching positions. She will take over as MU's Title IX administrator on April 20th. For KBIA, I'm Andy Humphrey.
A man serving a life sentence for killing his wife in 2011 has won a legal victory in his quest for a retrial. The Missouri Court of Appeals sent Russell Faria's case back to the trial court for a hearing on a retrial motion. Governor Jay Nixon announced today that Daniel Isom will be resigning as the director of the Department of Public Safety effective March 2nd. Isom has held the position since September of 2014 and will be returning to the faculty of the Department of Criminology and Criminal Justice at the University of Missouri St. Louis. Governor Jay Nixon announced today that Daniel Isom will be resigning as the director of the Department of Public Safety effective March 2nd. Isom has held the position since September of 2014 and will be returning to the faculty of the Department of Criminology and Criminal Justice at the University of Missouri St. Louis. I'm Abigail Corson, KBIA News, Columbia.